Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
We continue our week of hope. We'll begin today's devotion for Tuesday, December 1st, with a reading from Psalm 11 and Matthew 12. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, He hates with a passion. On the wicked He will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see His face. Psalm 11. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed Him, and He healed all who were ill. He warned them not to tell others about Him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope. Matthew 12, 15 through 21. Today's devotional comes from Caitlin Lamming. Matthew 12, 1 through 14 shows two types of justice. To the Pharisees, justice was conforming to the cultural and Mosaic laws. By this measure, Jesus broke the law. However, because Jesus healed the man, the Pharisees knew that their justice would need to be more cleverly constructed if they were to find a law that Jesus was guilty of breaking. The Pharisees were trying to catch him in breaking the law because the punishment for breaking the law is death. Sound familiar? The consequence of breaking the Ten Commandments is death. Why? Breaking the law means we try to make ourselves God. The punishment is separation because of sin and death. For those not right with God, Psalm 11:5 says that God's whole being hates them. The inheritance, the cup from which they drink, is filled with fiery coals, burning sulfur, and scorching wind. In order to become right with God and reacclimated to His character, we need relationship. Justice is relationship. In the New Living Translation, Matthew 12:20 says, until He leads justice to victory. In Greek, leads is ekbala. This is a violent thrusting forth. If we read it, until He ekbalos justice to victory, how does justice get thrust forth to victory? Jesus is the Word. The Word will thrust forth justice to victory. Why a thrusting forth when verse 20 also says Jesus will not even break a bruised reed? Here is a picture of chesed, God's consistent loving kindness. God is also justice. God's justice created a way to reconnect our physical bodies and souls to God. Justice then is available to those who have believed in the Son of God, that He was born for the purpose of dying in our place because we tried to be God, and that because He was raised, we can experience intimacy with God forever. In God's name, the nations will put their hope. Why? When God's name is spoken, justice is done through a relationship birthed from love. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that Your word of justice was born in a trough, and from there He violently thrust forth justice to victory. That is a right relationship that allows us to pursue You, who are victory. Thank You for the inheritance of the cup that overflows, possible because of His birth, death, and victory. Thank You for the hope in Your character and relationship through Your Son. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.